The Great Hunt by Robert Jordan. This book is read by Michael Kramer and Kate Redding. And it shall come to pass that what men made shall be shattered, and the shadow shall lie across the pattern of the age, and the Dark One shall once more lay his hand upon the world of man. Women shall weep and men quail as the nations of the earth are rent like rotting cloth. Neither shall anything stand nor abide. Yet one shall be born to face the shadow, born once more as he was born before, and shall be born again time without end. The dragon shall be reborn, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth at his rebirth. In sackcloth and ashes shall he clothe the people, and he shall break the world again by his coming, tearing apart all ties that bind. Like the unfettered dawn shall he blind us and burn us. Yet shall the dragon reborn confront the shadow at the last battle, and his blood shall give us the light. Let tears flow, O ye people of the world. Weep for your salvation. From The Koreathon Cycle, The Prophecies of the Dragon, as translated by Elaine Maraisa-Iddine Alshin, Chief Librarian at the Court of Arafel, in the year of Grace 231, of the New Era, the Third Age. Prologue. In the Shadow. The man who called himself Bors, at least in this place, sneered at the low murmuring that rolled around the vaulted chamber like the soft gabble of geese. His grimace was hidden by the black silk mask that covered his face, though, just like the masks that covered the 100 other faces in the chamber. 100 black masks and 100 pairs of eyes trying to see what lay behind them.